the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name's Dan Latto, and in this podcast, I wanted just to give you some hints and tips about some of the things that you can do for when you find yourself in a little bit of a rut, really. And it happens to us all from time to time. I've just had mine over the last couple of days. We're doing some extra marketing and we're having some technical challenges. And then what seems to happen is, you know, we're doing Facebook ads and what are they called? Opt-in pages and squeeze pages and all that sort of thing. And we're having some real technical difficulties, you know. We're setting up a sales funnel and nothing is working. Nothing is working, and we're spending money on Facebook ads, and that's not working, and then it's not converting, and so it's a process, right? Anyone who's gone through this, you'll understand that nothing works the very first time. Nothing. I wish it did. We don't live in that world. That's a different universe, a different multiverse entirely. It doesn't work like that unless you're Mark Zuckerberg, and then it seems to work. I don't know. So, and I'm getting myself in this funk, and I'm sat at my desk, and I'm sticking with it, and I'm working on it, and I'll tell you, I'm saying I'm sticking with it, and I'm working on it, and I'm not. I'm on Facebook, I'm on different websites, I'm on YouTube, I'm watching Jeremy Lin, who's now playing for the Brooklyn Nets. Is that right? Brooklyn, New Jersey? Anyway, whoever he's worth playing for in the NBA basketball, I'm watching his top 10 players. I'm just totally not working, you know? And I'm frustrated, I'll be honest, I'm really, really frustrated. Nothing's working. And I'm saying this because I know that you go through this, and you might be going through this right now, and it's frustrating. It's incredibly frustrating. And so it's like, right, let's just get out of the house and let's go for a walk. So I put the lead on the dog, and we're out the front gate, and then bang, 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 idea number one, idea number two, idea number three. You need to do this. That's not working because of this, this, and this. You need to change that. You need to do something else. You need to do this other thing over here. And when you do all that, bang, 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 it'll all work. So I've literally just gone out, taken the dog out for a walk. I've come back and I'm buzzing with ideas, and I've got a full list of things to do that will pretty much make the thing work, right? It might take a little bit more tweaking every so often. That's fine. But it's a vast improvement in what we're doing. And what we tend to do, we have this tendency, don't we, of just sticking with it and just staying with it, and we're working 18-hour days, whatever. And as you know, I don't really subscribe to that philosophy of being a successful entrepreneur. You're just a busy entrepreneur. You might be making the money, but your wife's not seeing you for 7 days sort of thing, and neither have your kids. And that, for me, is not what I do this for. So I don't subscribe to that. So look, I got up, I went out, took the dog out for a walk. And this is the mistake that I think some people make sometimes. They're actually doing that, but what they say to themselves is, well, I need to make that time productive. Because every 2 minutes, you know, has to be productive, doesn't it? If you stood in a queue at McDonald's, if you stood in a queue at the airport, you've got to be productive in that time. You should be listening to a podcast, you should be checking emails, you should be posting on Facebook. And it can become overwhelming in this feeling of trying to be 100% efficient all the time. And sometimes, you know what? You just need to take the day off. Sometimes. I just finished watching, what time is it? It's 10 past 12. I just finished watching Star Trek Beyond. What a terrible film. It's not even Star Trek. It's got the characters in it. If you take the characters out and call them something else, it could be something else, right? As long as you remove the Starship Enterprise from it. It could be a different film entirely. It's not Star Trek at all. But anyway, but I watched that this morning. And it's like just turning off and switching off. But one of the mistakes that I wanted to also mention that I see people making is they're going for a walk, and let's say you're in the UK and you go in the woods and it's raining, and that's fine, that's okay. Or let's say it's sunny or whatever. But then they put the headphones on, because in that idea of getting away from it all and taking a break, they feel that they have to be like uber efficient, you know. And so they put the headphones on and then they listen to a podcast, and hopefully it's mine. and they're listening and they're making mental notes, but actually that's part of the problem. They're not switching off, and what they need to do is they've got to switch all that off. Just take the headphones off. If you take the dog out for a walk, or the cat, or the rabbit, or whatever it is, take the fish for a walk, that's fine as well, but just enjoy the silence. Silence is wonderful, isn't it? Enjoy the break from work. Stop and listen to the water hitting the pitter-patter on the leaves.
Stop and listen to that. I mean, I just walked down to the beach and we're here in Spain as I'm recording this. And so we're in what? We're in sort of late October now. And so the waves are really big. And they're chucking some like seaweed onto the beach and so on. But just to stand there and sit down on the wall that's just in front of the promenade there between the promenade and the beach and just sit and listen. We get the dog on the wall. We have a little cuddle sat on the wall. And just sat there, just watching it and listening to it and breathing in the sea air. And it's amazing. And it's really difficult, I think, to disconnect from this connected world. You know, this world where we're totally connected to everything at any time. I was reading on Facebook just a few days ago. Somebody posted on Facebook and somebody else, in response to their post, wanted to agree with them. So instead of writing, I agree, they actually made a Facebook call so they could speak to them. They've never spoken to them in their life. They're on the other side of the world. And incidentally, being on the other side of the world, it was like 3 o'clock in the morning for the person who was being called. It's like, talk about really bad Facebook etiquette. But we live in this interconnected world, and sometimes, you know what, you just got to totally switch off that world and just go back to you and yourself. It's not more ideas that you need. It's clarity, and it's the implementation of the ideas that you've already got. So look, I just wanted to share that with you. It's a way of getting out of the funk. It's a way of dealing with overwhelm. And I'll tell you what else happens. So like, what happened for me was, you know, some of the things aren't working, like the Facebook ads are not converting. The squeeze page is, but we can't drive the traffic to the squeeze page. So we're getting like, you know, out of the 560,000 people we've identified, we had a reach of 4. We had one click. And it's crazy. And it's like, what's that about? And when we get to the squeeze page, we've had more clicks over a period of days. And when we get to the squeeze page, we've got like a 33-40% opt-in, which is a really cool opt-in rate. We just cannot get the traffic to it. And so then what happens is, because that one little bit that's not working, everything else is working. Everything else is working. We're getting fit. Our relationships are great. We're increasing our income. Our wealth's increasing. We're looking at more properties. It's amazing, right? Everything's going really well. But this one thing isn't. And then what happens is, because this one thing is the thing that you're most focused on and the thing that you're spending like 90% of your time on. And so what happens is you make this statement, and just correct me if I'm wrong, but I guarantee you've made this statement. Oh, nothing works, I hear you say. Nothing works. And it's like, no, it is working. It's just that one little thing that you've got yourself into a funk with that's not working. But that one thing is like your entire world. And so you say it to yourself, why does everything go wrong? Why does nothing ever work? Why does things never work out for me? Oh, what else is going to fail this week? All these extra things that we say to ourselves. And it's just like this one thing. I've done it to myself. You know, my keyboard stopped working because the batteries ran out. And I'm like, and I forgot it had batteries, by the way. It's a wireless keyboard. I forgot it had batteries. You know, it's a pretty simple thing to forget, but I forgot it. I'm like, what's going on? Why does nothing ever work? And I'm like, dude, everything's working really well. Get some double A's, stick them in your keyboard, which is what I did. Hey, presto, off we go again. And suddenly that one problem, which was the biggest problem ever, because obviously you need a keyboard, right? We're not in 2175 just yet, where you can talk to your computer and it just does everything. Or we've got the brain implant where you think it and it happens. That's 2275, I think. But, you know, that one thing stopped me from being productive. It stopped me from checking emails or writing emails, stopped me from doing Facebook, whatever. And so it's like, oh, why is everything going wrong? And it's like, it's not. It's just you need batteries in your keyboard, dude. And so we have this tendency to explode, magnify this one problem, which in the whole scheme of things is not a big, big problem, you know? And you might be, yeah, but I'm running out of money, or we've got this to do, I've got a webinar to do tomorrow, and I can't get Facebook traffic to it. It's like, chill, you do the webinar the day after if that's what happens, or you record the webinar and you put it up as a recording. So the big problem that you think is a big problem generally isn't a big problem, but because you're so in the problem, you're held within it. It's magnified because it's like you're wearing the problem. You are the problem. So listen to that language. You are the problem. The way to get out of that problem is to get out of your working environment, your desk. Take your shoes and socks off and go walk in the woods. Just watch your feet for anything that may get on your feet is the nicest way of saying it. you know, go dip your feet in the water, whatever it is, go for a walk on the beach, whatever it is that's going to do it for you. Go listen to the pitter-patter of the rain. Go get wet. Like it makes a big difference if you're wet outside. You know, it's just water that will dry. Because those problems, just like the water that's wet, will dry. They will disappear, just like the wet water. But you've got to give yourself the opportunity to do that. Staying in that funk and asking yourself the same question 200,000 times. Why is this not working? Why is this not working? Why is this? You've got to change up your environment. And you do that by getting yourself out of your environment and going out for a walk and switching everything else off. And just spot the leaf. Spot the butterfly. Pick up a twig and strip the bark. Do you have bark on a twig? I don't know. Whatever the outside of it. Just do that and spend just a minute undoing it. And enjoy that singular process. And just take everything out of your head. And just go down to that single moment of enjoying a bird flying, for example. Or what we call a murmuration, you know, where you get lots and lots of birds and more flying, which is a beautiful thing to see. But you've got to get yourself out of your environment. All right, look, I'm done for that. It's just something I was going through myself. I wanted to share it. It's something that helps me, and I tend to forget to get out off my butt and go for a walk, or go for a cycle, go for a run, or go to the gym. I tend to forget that because I stick within the problem, even though I know I shouldn't do. You know, no one's perfect. And so I know if I'm doing it, other people are doing it too. So I hope that's useful for you, and we'll catch up on the next podcast. Thanks very much. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.